Let me tell you what I know based on my briefings, both classified and unclassified briefings. But before that, I do want to say that we all stand behind the rest of the American leaders to condemn this violence against Americans. The film was despicable. We have nothing to do with it in the United States. It was the beginning of the reason how a lot of these protests started. But there is absolutely no justification for the violence or killing Americans as a result of this film. With that said, yeah, let me go through the chronological order
sure.
of what we know. That probably would help be more clear to the leader, your listening audience. Number one, we have the film. The film ended up getting into a cleric in Egypt, I believe, who had a small television program. Once it came out on the program, that was the beginning. And then the protests started in Egypt, and we were not happy the way the Egyptian government, for the first 24 hours, handled that protest. Since that time, by the way, we've had discussions with the Egyptian governor, with the president, and they have their best people working with us to guard our embassy. Now, then, as a result of what happened in Egypt, that information then got to Libya. And in the beginning, from the information we have, that this is all under investigation and we're still on the ground attempting to get information, because we're going to catch those individuals who actually, did the attacks and killed our Americans. But what happened after that is that in the beginning, for the first couple hours, it was a rather peaceful protest. But then when it got dark, and maybe about 11 o'clock their time, 11 p.m. their time, all of a sudden, that's when the actual attacks occurred. And then the rest we know that unfortunately our ambassador and three other Americans were killed. Now, whether or not it was Al Qaeda, first thing I deal with the Al Qaeda issue I have for the last 10 years. Al Qaeda will always take credit for anything they can to get credit and to fire up their base. But whether it was Al Qaeda or whether it was another extreme group. That is what we're looking at right now. Now, let me give you some of the facts on what we're looking at. For the first couple of hours, again, it was a peaceful protest. But you have to understand the situation in Libya. In Libya, it's kind of the Wild West that we've been referred to maybe in our country. As we speak now, remember, there were a lot of militias and extremists riding around in open trucks with machine guns on them and all that type of thing. But unfortunately, we have that situation that occurred in Libya. You have the Libyan people who wanted democracy, and by the way, they voted for a parliament. But then you have people taking advantage, like the extremists, like Al Qaeda. And the fact that this was around 9/11, the fact that these individuals had weapons, and there's weapons.
And apparently, Congressman, they knew what a safe house was. That's one of the concerns about this is, according to folks on the ground, the mortar fire was directly towards a safe house that shouldn't have been known about.
Well, you talk about, let me say about, I'm not going to talk a lot about the safe house,
sure.
Other than to say that when, in fact, and then the Libyan people that stood behind us, when, in fact, the ambassador was hurt, and when, in fact, our people left the area that they then went, the next place that they went to was the safe house. So all you had to do is follow the people that were leaving the embassy. So, but, that's about all I can talk about as it relates to that. But, again, there was a lot of firepower there, too.
Well, can I ask you about a statement, Congressman, only because short on time, a statement from Wissam Bamid, who is the commander of the Tripoli government-sanctioned Shield Brigade in Libya that was there on the ground in Benghazi. He said, he told The Independent, the British newspaper, that there was definitely people from the security force who let the attack happen because they were themselves offended by the film. They would absolutely put their loyalty to the Prophet over the consulate. And a lot of Americans, Congressman, a lot of Americans are saying, what are we doing there if it means more to them to be upset over a movie than it does to protect our embassy?
Well, I agree with you on protecting our embassy and protecting Americans. That's our first priority. Now, what you just said, I don't have that information. And, we're getting all the information that we can. And I'm sure there were many people who were very concerned about that. But I can tell you this, the people that the security, which are not well trained, stayed with us all the way through the process, and some of them were killed. Now, who in the crowd, whether or not they did or did not, I can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know that. But I do know this, and this is something that, that is of great concern to our people throughout the world. You know, we talk about our military and uniforms and have guns, but our diplomats do not fit yet their own mission in every country. And one of the major issues that we have to deal with is to make sure wherever we have our embassies that those governments will work with us to protect our embassies from these type of situations. And that is what is happening right now. We're evaluating, we're making sure that that occurs to the point that we have specialists who deal with these situations. We have Marines, a team of Marines that can go to these embassies and specialize in protecting the embassies and working with other countries. So we also are bringing, you know, our special forces are in play right now just because things are volatile and we want to make sure things are happening.
Well, Congressman, in the last minute that we have, yeah. I have to ask you this because a lot sure. of folks that call my show are saying this. As we find ourselves either supporting or financially or even militarily some of these folks in these during this Arab Spring and these countries that are rebelling against tyranny in their own countries, do we know who we're supporting? Do we truly understand who we're replacing these despots with?
You make it an issue. Look at Egypt as an example. Now, you know, we had a good relationship with Egypt, and then all of a sudden that we promote democracy, and here we have the Muslim Brotherhood, and I'm very concerned about them. What their mission is, and it bothers us very much. But, you know, it's a democracy, and that's who they voted in. But we have to deal with them. We have to try to influence them to be where we want to be, and that's important. I do say this. We just got information that there was going to be the Muslim Brotherhood was going to have a protest, and that the President Morsi stopped the protest, said this protest should not take place. The most important thing now is we calm all these situations down and then come in and evaluate where we are, who we give money to, how we protect our citizens, but we want to make sure that we don't have another Iran and that we just walk away from a country like Egypt, the largest country in the Middle East, and then you have China and Russia come in and they take control. We can't allow that to happen. That would be bad for the United States and be bad for our ally Israel.